And welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. I am your host, Matt Price. John, my co-host, is going to play tonight. And we have two contestants tonight that we were really kind of holding out for to try to get them together because both of these guys kind of made a name for themselves this past offseason, making lots of avatars for all the Scott Fishbowl 7 players this season. So they did a lot of work, contributed a lot to the community this season. So we wanted to have them on together. So we have Jake Anderson, also DLF's newest writer. So that's exciting. Jake Anderson at NFL Draft Talker. And we have Clint Folliwell, the at Fantasy Pastor. How are you guys doing tonight? We'll start with Jake.
Yeah, doing very good. I'm glad that Clint and I are known for avatars and not our fantasy football, dynasty football mind.
Well, you'll get there. You'll get there.
One day.
How are you doing, Clint?
I'm doing great, man. Just happy to be here. I love – John, it's funny because my first Dynasty League I was in that I've been in was Dynasty Happy Hour Listener League, and John Bosch is in there, and then he slowly got me into Risk Online, and I love games, and so this whole idea of not only a game within a game, but now we're talking about that with using games. I mean, I don't know how you Dynasty Game Night. I love it. So
yeah, and I should say too, I forgot to mention off the top, but Clint actually made the logo for us, which we greatly appreciate because the one that I had for the first episode was like a green background with some like 8-bit text on it. So Clint definitely upgraded us there. So we're really happy to have you guys on tonight. But we're gonna go ahead and start off with. I didn't even say hi to you, John. How are you?
That's okay. I don't do any good artwork or anything, so I get it. I get it. No, I'm doing all right, Matt. I'm glad to have you. Glad to have you back.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I was sad to miss the last episode with the Dynasty Life guys because that sounded like a lot of fun. But we'll go ahead and get started. Our first game, of course, is going to be the ever-popular ADP bullshit. We're going to be bidding on a number of players within a certain ADP range at each position. So they'll take turns bidding. If somebody thinks that somebody has bid too high, they will call bullshit, and that other person will have to name all of the players that they have bid. And if they fail to name all those players, then the other person gets the point. So there's a little bit of gamesmanship involved as well. We have four categories here, one for each of the skill position players. So technically, it takes three to win. If somebody gets two right, gets 2 points, then somebody can still tie them, and we'll have a tiebreaker at the end. But let's get going. So we'll start with... We'll go ahead and start with John at the home field advantage here. We'll give him a chance to get on the board here, get his first win this week. And so, John, you can pick one of the positions, and we'll start from there: quarterback, running back, wide receiver, or tight end.
Sure. Did you mention the month that this is the ADP data for?
Oh yes, this is actually October ADP data. So nobody has any information except for really Ryan McDowell and his closest friends who decided to bug him and ask for the early data. So none of our contestants have any idea what's happening here.
Which man means this is going to be a complete shit show.
I think it's more entertaining when it is because everybody at home is screaming.
Absolutely.
I love
it.
Well, let's start out with the best position in football. We'll go straight to quarterback.
We'll start with quarterback, John. We have five quarterbacks between picks 84 and 100. That's 7.12 to 904 in a 12-team draft. How many do you want?
7.4. Oh, do we get a marker?
Yes, I forgot to. Since no one's good at this game, we started adding a clue to the end of it. Outside of the range from 84 to 100 at pick 103 overall is Dak Prescott. He's your clue. Okay. So everybody that you pick will be before him.
I will say two.
Two quarterbacks for John. We will go to Clint.
Three.
Clint says three. Jake, you going to go to four?
What was the start of that range? 70?
84 to 100 84. Or 7.12 to 904 if you're thinking in draft terms.
You know what? I'll do four.
Oh, man. John, all the way back around.
John, go for it, Jake.
Oh, I just made both of your guys' day.
We got to name four quarterbacks here between picks 84 and 100.
Let's start off with my guy who's criminally underrated, Cam Newton.
Cam Newton is correct. He comes in at 96.
All right. Let's do this is a risky one. I think he's risen since September. Carson Wentz? No.
Incorrect, unfortunately. Yeah. But we got three more. John, you want to take a shot?
How soon does the combo of Mariota and Winston go?
Are they way earlier. That?
They got it
way earlier. Those are both wrong. Clint, you got any ideas? This might be shocking. The first guy on this list might be shocking.
Stafford.
Incorrect. Actually, Tom Brady.
Matt Ryan's range?
Tom Brady is now is going off off the board at the end of the seventh round at 84 overall. Derek Carr at 90. Matt Ryan at 91. Drew Brees at 95.5. And then Cam behind all of those old fogies. I don't know what is up with that.
Zero sense.
I was going to say Carr, but I thought Carr was ahead of that. Oh, well.
I would have too. I actually would have too, Clint.
Because I thought Carr was ahead of Mariota and Winston. Or right there with them.
But I thought it was kind of crazy that Brady is going ahead of all of those guys. Cam, like, how is Cam going behind? I just don't get it. I think this is probably before his two big games. So yeah, maybe November we'll see him go back up into the range with those other elite options. But, man, Cam after Breeze and Brady. So anyway,
Brady's going to play forever.
Yeah. So, John, you got the point. And you get to pick the next category since you. Let's let Jake pick this time. You got wide receiver, you got running back, you got tight end.
Let's do tight ends.
So we have seven tight ends between picks 75 and 100. That's 703 to 904 in a 12 team draft. How many tight ends do you think you can name out of seven, Jake?
Do we get?
The clue. Yeah. Yes, I don't like giving you guys this clue at all. The clue is Kyle Rudolph. He comes in at pick 107, so just outside of that top 100.
I'll start it off with one.
strong one. We'll go back to John this time. We'll reverse the order.
All right, I'll say three.
Bullshit.
John says three.
Like
Clint
it.
Says bullshit.
Clint was going to fire. I could have said two, and I'm pretty sure Clint was going to say bullshit there. He was waiting. All right, give me the range one more time here.
75 to 100, and the clue was Kyle Rudolph at 107.
Okay, so 75 to 100, and they're better than Kyle Rudolph.
that's debatable, but, you know.
Well, they're more highly drafted.
That's true.
O.J. Howard.
O.J. Howard is correct at pick 75, exactly.
All righty. Well, in that case, we will also go Evan Ingram.
Evan Ingram is correct. You need one more.
David Njoku.
David Njoku is also correct. He's at 92. So you got your three rookies there. Do you want to go for some bonus, some brownie points?
Sure. Why not? This is where I'll look terrible. Tyler Eifert.
Tyler Eifert is correct at 87.
Man, I like this game all of a sudden. It's way more fun when you actually – it's more fun when you get answers right. Let's see here. Oh, God, was he awful yet? Where's Eric Ebron?
Eric Ebron is incorrect.
Okay, good. He should be.
Jake, you got any guesses?
I don't think I do.
Hunter Henry?
Hunter Henry is correct, yes, at 86.5.
Where's Ertz? Is Ertz still in that range, or is he above it now?
Who would you say?
Is Ertz above that range now?
Ertz is outside of this range, yes. Nobody's got the other two?
Austin Hooper.
Incorrect. Way outside the range. Two old guys.
Jason Witten.
Delaney Walker.
Not that old.
Hey. Delaney Walker? Is he that That's high still?
I'll throw out one of them, Greg Olsen. Comes in at 97.
Yeah, Greg Olsen.
and the last one is Jimmy Graham at 88.
Graham.
Jimmy Graham.
But good job, John. That's your second point, right?
You got I'm one, on a roll.
One cheater point and one legit point. Good job.
gamesmanship point.
Clint, wide receiver or running back, my friend?
Let's do wide receiver.
Wide receiver. We've got 10 wide receivers between picks 50 and 70 overall. It's 502 to 610 in a 12-team draft. And your clue is Chris Hogan, who comes in at 76 overall. So how many out of 10 do you think you can name?
Two.
Two. We'll go back to Jake this time to keep the word.
I'll do three.
Jake says three.
I'll say four.
John says four. He's feeling hot.
Oh, man.
No, I think three's gettable. Four, I'm kind of hoping Clint says five, and I'm also kind of hoping he calls me out.
Clint, you got to have a shot.
There's no way I can do five, so bullshit. I know I can't.
Hey, you got to know your limits, man. You got to know your limits, right? All right. So, John, you got five wide receivers you got to name four wide receivers between picks 50 and 70 overall. Chris Hogan is the clue at 76.
All right. Let's start with Emmanuel Sanders.
Emmanuel Sanders is correct at 59.
All righty. Golden Tate.
Golden Tate is Incorrect.
Yes.
Clint gets the point.
Those two feel like they're always real close to each other.
That one felt really good, didn't it, Clint?
Clint, you want to see? You said you could get four, so let's see. Can you get three more?
I didn't say I could get four. I said I knew I couldn't get five. What about, gosh, I don't even know. So Hogan and Sanders.
Hogan and Sanders are off the board.
What about Demaryius Thomas? Are he and Sanders getting that close together?
Nope, he's higher than that still. He's okay. Back up into the late third, I believe.
Michael Crabtree?
Michael Crabtree is not correct, you guys. Really? I'll give you the beginning of the range is Corey Coleman at 53.
Oof.
How? You know, that's so early, right? That's what I said when I first saw that. I was like, really? Come on, guys.
I think I might be overreacting to the changes from September to October.
Could be. I'll throw out another one for you. Randall Cobb at 56.5. Terrell Pryor at 56.
Kelvin Benjamin.
Kelvin Benjamin at 57.
There you
go. Nice. After Sanders is the forgotten man so far this season, Willie Snead is at 60.
Oh, gross.
Thielen at 63. Dante Moncrief at 65. Wow.
Thielen went up like almost 40 spots. That a boy.
Yeah. And Dante Moncrief, 65. Mike Williams, 66. And Jameson Crowder at 70. So kind of a tough range there. Kind of a tough range there.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So Clint has 1 point. John has two. So Clint could theoretically tie this up. So we'll go ahead and play the last category at running back. And Clint got the point. So let's go with
him. Can I comment on that range of wide receivers real fast?
You absolutely can.
What would you guys pay for a guy in that range? I'm just curious. Like, to me, that's a range of guys that when somebody has them on their team, they don't sell them because they're using them almost every week. But nobody wants to pay to get that range either.
I think if I was contending, I'd pay a late first for almost everybody in here. I don't think I would give a late first for, I don't know.
Corey Coleman. He's before it, I guess.
Yeah, I think I would probably pay Moncrief. I don't think I would play a late first for any anymore. But the other guys, I think I probably would.
So if you were contending, you'd pay late first for any of those guys?
I think so, yeah. Prior, maybe not. I don't know about him. He's not done anything about what I thought he was going to do this season, and I'm sure most people. So maybe not him, but for Cobb, Benjamin, Sanders, Snead, Thielen, Moncrief.
I'm not going to give a first for Snead, though, either.
Yeah, I think I might still give him 1.12 for Snead. I think I would.
Yeah, if it's a really late first. If he gets back into the offense, I think Snead's got a chance. I mean,
I think he's going to have a big game this week against Miami.
Think about Le'Veon Bell looked like crap his first couple games back, too. I mean,
yeah, and with Cam heating up, I think I would still give everybody hates Kelvin, but whatever. He's still going to score touchdowns, and I'll still probably pay a 1.12 for him. So,
yeah, I like Hogan. I like Hogan and Thielen out of that range. I love those two.
I like Sanders still too. I still think he's an undervalued, but I guess he's 30 now. So, but anyway, let's do our running back position real quick. Clint, we'll start with you. We got 9 running backs between picks 50 and 75. How many out of those 9 do you think you can get?
Where's my start?
Oh yeah, the clue is Tariq Cohen. The clue is Tariq Cohen at 78 overall, so just outside of the top 7.
Completely useless clue.
I know.
Hey, I just
your clue is wild card.
Wild card, yeah.
50 to 70.
Get some production and put in wild card, bitches.
I love that episode of Always Sunny where he cuts the brakes and then jumps out of the back of the van and says wild card.
Yep.
Anyway.
I'll say 3.
3 out of 9.
I'll call bullshit on that.
Oh, wow. There's a chance, Clint. Clint, this is your chance.
All I wanted was Jake to say any number, because then I automatically would have won. Damn it.
I got to give Clint a shot.
A chance to tie.
I got to give Clint a shot at this.
Yeah, Clint, this is your chance to tie it up, buddy. So you got 3, right?
Yeah.
3 between picks 50 and 75, and your clue is Tariq Cohen at 78.
Kareem Hunt's probably that low, Clint. Just
Amir Abdullah?
Amir Abdullah is correct, 62.
Oh.
Nice work, right in the middle.
Clint's got a notebook, man. He's writing thoughts down. That's the way we all should be doing it, probably.
All right, who's around Amir Abdullah? I'm thinking too early.
It's a tough zone, for sure.
You said Amir Abdullah was 62.
Yep. 62.8, basically 63.
Crap.
I know you got this, Clint. Come on.
Joe Mixon?
Joe Mixon is incorrect.
This is what you don't hear during the actual produced podcast. You don't hear the 2 minutes of dead air.
No, the 2 minutes. Ooh, it's so painful.
It is. It's that's why it's fun to record, because you can see the visual, and it's painful, isn't it, Clint?
Well, like, because I know. Okay, so all I can think of. See, the problem is I own so many running backs that are high up. All I can think of in my teams are all these running backs that are above the fifth round, and I can't. I'm like, who's behind that? Because I don't own them anywhere. Because I stacked my teams.
Carlos Hyde is incorrect.
Yeah. Oh. Doug Martin. Doug Martin.
Doug Martin is correct. He's at 75. Is
Ty Montgomery still in that zone?
Ty Montgomery is above that zone.
Yeah. Okay. I thought maybe Theo Riddick, but he's probably too low now.
Theo Riddick too low. I'll give you guys the start of the range is Alvin Kamara at 56.8.
See, I wanted a rookie, and I thought Joe Mixon.
That's the only rookie in the range too. So you were on track there.
Okay.
DJ Anderson at 58.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody got any thoughts so far?
God, people still hate CJ Anderson, don't they?
It's true. Lamar Miller at 58.5.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
Kevin Coleman, that's the one I was looking for. I'm
thinking, okay, I need a number two PPR running back. Like, who could I think of? And I just couldn't come up with it.
That's okay. Good job, Clint.
DeMarco Murray 62.5, Mark Ingram at 72.5, and Isaiah Crowell all the way at 73.5. Well, anyway, that was a good job, John. You got your first point in this game, right? Is that the first point in ADP bullshit?
Feels like my first point in any of the games we've ever played.
It seems like you always win fake news, so if you win that again today, then you're going to take this episode. But let's go ahead and move on to our next game. So I don't really have a good name for this. We should probably come up with a name for this game, John, but for now we'll just call it Top 20. So for this game, we're going to go through each position by position and see if our contestants can name the current top 20 scorers at the position. We'll do this round robin style. So basically, if you miss one, you're out. And we'll keep going until we have a winner at each position. And we're going to go by total points rather than points per game at this point, just because injuries really screw things up this early. So we'll go with total points by now. And just for fun, we'll start at the quarterback position, and we'll start with John since he won the last game here. Tell me your first quarterback in the top 20.
Let's go Alex Smith, baby.
Alex Smith is correct. Sorry, we'll go to Jake.
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson is correct.
Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott is correct. Oh, do you guys want the numbers? Is that helpful?
I don't know.
Alex Smith was
where they are in the order.
Yeah, so Alex Smith was number one. Deshaun Watson was number three. And Dak Prescott is number five.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is correct. He comes in at number four.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is correct. He comes in at number seven.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady comes in at number two.
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees comes in at 13.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton is on the board at number eight.
Carson Wentz.
I just wrote his name down.
Carson Wentz is correct at number six.
It's my turn.
Yes. That's nine off the board. So where is the 10th one? Jameis Winston is on the board at number 15.
So let's see here.
So off the board are number one, number three, number five, number four, number seven, number two, number 13, number eight, number six, and number 15.
Rivers.
Phil Rivers is on the board at number 11.
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan is actually not on the board, Clint. He had a bye last week, remember? So he comes in at 27, unfortunately.
27.
All right, so one-on-one, me versus Jake now, right, to finish it out?
That's right.
All right, let's go Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford comes in a nine.
Oh, Clint's so upset.
Well, I had Stafford right next to frickin' Matt Ryan, and I just called Matt Ryan instead of Stafford.
That's a shame.
Yep.
Jake?
Roethlisberger?
Roethlisberger is incorrect. He comes in at 21.
Is he really?
He is. Just behind the quarterback who just beat him.
How about Jared Goff?
Oh, definitely.
Blake Bortles is a top 20 quarterback.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's always is.
What did you say? You said Goff. Goff is correct at 14.
Tyrod.
Palmer is at 12.
Wow. And Dalton.
Tyrod's at 18. Dalton's at 17.
Dalton's in there. Jeez.
Did Mariota get in there even with an injury?
Mariota did not make it in there. Mariota is at 23.
He's had a pretty quiet year.
Let's see who you guys missed in the top 20. You missed Eli Manning at 10 somehow.
Wow.
He has the most pass attempts this year. He has the most pass attempts in the league.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins at 16.
Oh, Cousins.
And Trevor Siemian at 19. John gets another point, you guys. I can't believe we let John get his first win tonight.
I knew there was a reason you brought Clint and I on this.
You better believe it.
Let's find a couple suckers.
Exactly.
All right. John, you took the point, so we can go back to our next position, running back here. Start us off.
All right. Running back. We're going to start with...
And this is PPR, not points per carry.
All right. Let's start with... Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt, of course, is correct at number one running back, number seven overall player in terms of total points scored.
Are we doing top 20 again?
We are doing the top 20. We'll go to Jake this time. We'll reverse the order.
We'll go Gurley.
Gurley is correct at 2.
Freeman.
Freeman is correct at 8. Went with another Falcon, even despite that bye.
With the byes.
Risky.
Yeah, but I saw it in the page a couple days ago when I was looking at my top 20 in my...
Back to you, John.
Oh, it's back to me. Okay. What about McCoy?
Shady McCoy comes in at number 9.
Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon is, of course, correct at 5.
What was Gurley?
Gurley was 2.
Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard at 13.
DeMarco Murray, says anxiously.
Murray is incorrect. Find where he is. He's at 30, so 10 off. Sheesh. Yeah. Where are we at? We're at Jake.
I can't believe
John is out.
Le'Veon yet.
Le'Veon Bell is correct at 4.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. Running back 4. Clint?
I know he had one really bad week, but Zeke?
Zeke Elliott is in there at 6.
This is where things get interesting here, Clint.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a few names on this list that I'll be surprised if you guys get.
This will be one of those long pauses.
That's fine. I'm going to have to queue up the Jeopardy clock at some point.
Can I jump back in?
Can I give up your point from the first game to jump back in.
Oh, I'm tempted. If I get like 3 right in a row, can I jump back in?
Lamar Miller.
Lamar Miller is correct at 12. So he is the running back 1.
Amir Abdullah.
Amir Abdullah, I think that is a bust. Let me confirm. Yep, 26.
Yeah,
you guys have to say you're missing somebody in the top 5. Leonard Fournette, three.
Yeah. Fournette.
All right, John, give us your. You know you're jumping at the bit here.
Tevin Coleman.
No, I'm wondering if Kamara got up there like with his humongous game. Like, what's it take to get through into a top 20?
Kamara is only 23.
Ooh, so he got close.
Yeah,
I had Kamara in my next one.
CJ Anderson.
CJ
has got to be in there.
Anderson, he is at 19.
Wow.
Let's go. We'll just run through them. Number 6. You guys got the top.
What about Tariq Cohen?
How about Dalvin Cook? No.
Dalvin Cook is in there at 14. Cohen is in there at 18. We also
fire him off, Matt.
We got
Ty Montgomery.
Ty Montgomery is correct at 17.
He's still
somehow Duke Johnson is the running back seven.
Seven.
I knew
seven.
Running back 7.
Seven.
Wow.
He's got 23 receptions and he has 3 touchdowns. So let's see who else is in here surprising. Let's see. You guys got Freeman, you got Shady. Chris Thompson is still floating around at 10 overall. Carlos Hyde at 11. Devorius Buck Allen at 15. McCaffrey at 16. And James White at 20. You guys got the rest of them.
Why do we invest
in players?
I don't know, man.
I mean, how many of those guys could you have gotten off the waiver wire at the beginning of the year?
Yeah. Let's see. Maybe Thompson. It depends on how deep your league is.
One or two.
Yeah, I was going to say probably Allen maybe is the only one.
Man, probably Cohen.
Maybe White. I don't know. but probably
I don't think Cohen was drafted in a lot of stuff. James White, yeah, he wasn't.
Cohen was a fourth rounder in a lot of places for sure, and some leagues only have three. So Jake and John both have a point in this game, so we'll start with Jake here for the wide receiver position. Who is your first top 20?
Let's go Hopkins.
Hopkins is number one. John, we'll go back that way.
Let's go A.J. Green.
A.J. Green is correct. He comes in at number three.
Jordy Nelson.
Jordy Nelson is correct at seven.
Let's go Antonio.
Antonio Brown at two.
Let's go Crabtree.
Crabtree is correct at 15.
Ooh.
Diggs. You missed a week. You missed week four.
Right.
Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs is correct at four overall.
God, it's been a weird year for OBJ.
OBJ is correct at 12. John?
I'm trying to think if anybody's had like just a huge week that would be an out-of-the-box person.
You still got plenty of obvious ones. Like, yeah, you don't need to be thinking about out-of-the-box guys yet.
Oh, there's plenty of obvious ones. Thanks, Matt, looking at the list. So many obvious ones. God, is...
Think about the obvious ones, John.
Yeah, but...
John, do you even watch football?
I don't.
Just look at some names on the screen and some numbers popping up.
Pretty much. Brandon Cooks.
I didn't know you were such a metrics guy, John. Brandon yeah. Cooks is correct at 13.
I am all about numbers.
Dez Bryant.
He's on there at 18, my bad.
Yeah.
That's nine gone.
No, we're terrible at this.
I just had the guy. Now I have a brain fart, of course, now that I'm on the clock. That's the way that works, right? Oh, Chris Hogan.
Chris Hogan is correct at five. Hey, Capitalist Picks 2, why won't you guys pay me a second-round pick for wide receiver five? Anyway,
because I already have him. You're totally right on that value.
Yeah, we all thought.
That is a steal if somebody pays you or if somebody gets him for that.
We all thought Silva was crazy when he posted that he paid a first for Hogan, towards the back end of the preseason.
Yeah, and he is has 13 and a half points more than Brandon Cooks on the season. So
that's crazy.
Where are we at? Back to Clint.
I think it might be me.
No, it's John.
Oh, sorry. Back to John.
I'm gonna go Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen.
He's at the back end there, I think.
At 19. Just squeaked it in there.
Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb. I think you might be out of luck on this one. Probably comes in at 32. Out of it, Clint, unfortunately. Back to Jake.
Matt, you're going to love this one. Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen, baby.
Yeah,
comes
buddy.
In at number 11.
All right.
Wide receiver one, Keenan Allen.
Just
to reiterate, wide receiver one.
Let's stay in Matt's wheelhouse and go Davante Adams.
Davante Adams is correct at nine. Packers again with two top 10. Wide receivers.
Of course. That's basically a given every year, isn't it?
Oh, are you serious? Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas is correct at 16.
Is he at 16?
16. Because he didn't do anything like week one, and I can't remember what he did week two. But
they had a bye.
Have a bye also. Right. Yeah.
I've got two more. Can I get that
for you? You're going to be my phone a friend, Clint. Coming up here real quick.
Oh, God. I'm going to say. Doug Baldwin?
Doug Baldwin. Why am I not seeing it? Oh, wait. Nope. Just outside at 21, John.
So Jake gets the point. What about Garcon? Does Pierre Garcon?
Garcon is correct at 17. Clint, did you say you had Larry Fitzgerald at 8.
Oh, Fitz.
Kelvin Benjamin.
Mike Evans.
Kelvin Benjamin is incorrect, but his teammate is Devin Funchess. Mike Evans is barely in at number 20.
Isn't Funchess like a top 10, top 12?
14.
14. That's so
Evans
crazy.
Had a bye, so I stayed away from him too. Damn it!
The rest of these guys, I was a little bit shocked nobody got Tyreek Hill at number 6.
I own him.
T.Y. Hilton at number 10. I think you guys got everybody else. So nice job on the wide receivers. But Jake has 2 points. John has 1 point. And
I got
none. Clint has none, and you can play a spoiler, though. Tight ends are our next, our last position for this game.
Are we going to really do top 20 tight ends? This is gonna be hideous.
Let's cut it at top 6.
No, we're going to do 20 just to see what happens.
This is going to be glorious. Glorious.
I do like the eliminators because people are like are pained during those things. But oh, yeah. Now I'm trying to avoid that pain. 20. This is going to be brutal.
Let's start with Jake since he got that one. Got that one correct. Well, then we'll go to Clint after that.
We'll go tight end one. We'll go Zach Ertz.
Tight end one, Zach Ertz is correct.
Kelsey.
Kelsey, tight end two.
Gronk.
Gronk, tight end three. Now what, guys?
Yeah.
I'll get my boy out of the way. Let's get Evan Ingram out of there.
Evan Ingram at 9.
Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham at 10. So you guys got this.
Yeah, we're clearly right on the phone. I've got one I'm stashing away that's not obvious. All right, I'll just use my less obvious one because it's the first one I think of right now. Tyler Croft. I bet Tyler he jumped in there with this one good
Croft
game.
Croft is correct at 15. That's how
that was dirty, John.
You only have that to have really, one good week to be a good top 15 tight end.
That was really that's dirty.
Disgusting.
Really dirty. Well, if this guy's not, is he back to me? If this guy's not still in there, I'm going to puke. Charles Clay?
Oh, yeah.
Charles Clay is correct at 5, tight end 5. Man, I'm so sad he's going to miss time. I have him in so many places.
Yeah.
Jason Witten.
Jason Witten is correct at 4.
4. Yeah, that's crazy, too.
You guys, you could have a free tight end, and he's a top 5 producer.
Yeah, I just traded for him today, actually, in a tight end premium league.
Vernon Davis. I think you got too cute there.
I don't think so.
Vernon Davis is at 26, John.
Too cute. Oh, that's close.
Clint. No, Jake.
Back to me already.
Back to you.
I'm going
to
go scroll.
I mean, Martellus Bennett's got to be in the top 20.
Martellus Bennett is number 17.
Oof. Oh, geez. Dummy.
Clint?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I've got two on here, but I want to see if there's one that I'm just completely missing on.
This is easier when you get eliminated.
Yeah, when you're not on the clock, it's way easier. And then when you're listening from home, it's even easier.
Is Austin Seferian-Jenkins already up there?
I bet he's in there.
Austin Seferian-Jenkins is incorrect, I think. Let me just do a search just to confirm. Yeah, he's at 24. So I guess Jake takes this. Oh, wait, Jake takes this game.
He's got the game.
What about Kittle?
Kittle is actually in there.
What about Ed Dixon?
Hold on one sec. Where did Kittle go? Kittle's at 16. Ed Dixon is at 19 after one game, basically.
Great.
I heard this today that Dixon was the highest yards per catch of a tight end in history, which makes sense.
Is it really?
Yeah, 5 for 175.
Only had like 62.
I own him in like 5 leagues. Do I start him now? Like,
until Olsen is back, I think he might have to. And the tight end landscape.
Seriously,
looks.
I mean, it's just so gross.
He's ruining some of my.
Someone had a guess. Cameron Brate is correct. He's all the way up at 6.
That's nuts.
David Njoku.
Delaney Walker
at 7. Jesse Njoku, James at 8. Jesse Another James, guy who had one good game. Yeah. Jared Cook at 11. Kyle Rudolph at 12. And Njoku, I think somebody said, at 13. Zach Miller at 14. Ben Watson at 18. And Hunter Henry at 20.
I'm curious, what's Hunter Henry's points per game? He's a
7.56.
Literally.
And he's a top 20.
Just barely do anything.
There's only 7 tight ends averaging double-digit points, the top 7 in the regular
that Tyler Croft answer is my favorite answer all night.
Yeah, that was a good one. But Jake took the game. So one game for Jake, one game for John. We are going to move on to fake news. For you guys that – I'm pretty sure everybody knows how this game works, but basically I'm going to read a headline, and our contestants will have to tell us whether it's – fake or real. Tell me before we get going on this, John, I did flirt with the idea of having people vox me their answer.
We could, how about it? Why don't we do it like the regular way? And if it's close at the end, like for the last couple or so, then we could do it vox.
That makes sense. Sure.
That works.
All right. Yeah. So we'll start off here with our first headline and we'll go with, do Giants or Texans have it worse after major injury?
Well, that sounds...
John, we'll go with you.
I'll say real because that makes sense. So it's somewhere... Somebody wrote that article out there somewhere.
Okay, Clint.
You say it's fake. I'm going to Google it.
I'm saying it's real.
We're saying it's real. And Jake.
Your job would be too easy if that was not real, Matt.
So. That was a real headline. I picked that one because it just, like, when I read it, it just felt so awkwardly worded.
Sounded cheesy.
Do Giants or Texans? I don't know. It just seems weird. Anyway, that was on BleacherReport.com. Our next headline is Brandon Marshall news should not be too bad.
We all know it's awful. So
it is awful. This was picked up last night. So someone or I did wasn't that was, sure what that was happening.
I'm gonna say that's a real headline because
fair enough.
So many words make that.
Jake.
Oh, it's on me? I thought it was Clint.
Well, Clint can go. It doesn't matter.
I'm going to go real, too.
Yeah, it's all real. Right.
Yeah, it's real. Especially since I gave it away like a doofus. What I meant to say was I wrote that last night. That was on SanDiegoUnionTribune.com, written by actually Dr. David Chow. So he was a little bit wrong on that diagnosis we found out today. So.
Why does somebody in San Diego care about Brandon Marshall's injury?
And again, also the headline writer, like who, like I feel like I could get a, John and I could get headline writing jobs. Brandon Marshall news should not be too bad. Okay. Next one. Kareem continues his hunt for touchdowns against the Steelers in week 6.
That sounds like a Matt special.
I was going to say
fake news.
Fake, Clint, John?
Fake news.
Fake news. You guys are too good. Everybody has 3 points, so I guess
can see you smile when you wrote that one.
I'm turning off my camera.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be the salt, like a serial killer voice coming through a voice modulator.
It's going to be a silhouette of Matt.
So I have 4 left. I think if you guys all get this one right, then we're going to go to sudden death. If you miss it, you're out. So the next one. The next one is Mitchell Trubisky's debut guaranteed one thing. John Fox will be fired.
Ah, that's false. I'm going to say fake news.
John says fake.
I'm going real.
Jake says real. Clint?
Game changer.
Real.
That is a real headline.
Son of a bitch.
Nice. On a sports mockery.
I was going to say, that was really nicely executed, Matt. If that was fake, that was well done.
since everybody's got all the other ones right, we'll just say that John has no points. Clint and Jake both have 1 point. All right, next headline. Matt Breida honors his team with 49 yards rushing against the Colts in week 5.
Did I get eliminated?
No.
That was only if we all got it right? Okay. Yeah.
We're just going to say the other two have 1 point. You have no points.
Oh, I'll say fake news.
Fake news for Matt Breida. Jake?
I think that's fake news.
That's fake news, according to Jake. How about Clint?
I think it's fake, but I'm going to say real just for the game.
You should have said fake. It's a fake.
All right.
I looked at his stat line. I was like, oh, he rushed for 49 yards, and he plays for the 49ers. There's got to be a headline here. All right. So after that last headline, the score is Jake 2. John 1 and Clint 1. We have two headlines left. That's it. So good luck, guys. The next headline is the gifts that explain the majesty of week 5 in the NFL.
I'm going to let Jake go first on this one.
Can you say that one more time, Matt?
The gifts or gifs or however you want to say it that explain the majesty of week 5 in the NFL.
That's real.
I'm saying real.
John?
I think it's real, but I should say fake because of the game.
You got 1 more point to tie.
I know, but it's only
that's how I looked at it.
All right, I'm going to go real.
That is correct. It's real. So we'll keep it at 2-1-1. Headline. I guess John has a, I guess everybody has a chance to tie it up. So Jake, you need to get this one right.
We should go to Boxer for this because otherwise I'm just going to say whatever's opposite of Jake.
You could just not be a dick and answer what you think is the right answer.
Well, I'm doing the same thing. I mean,
that is of zero benefit to me.
That's right.
There's
no honesty and integrity in this game.
But I'm like,
I'm being honest that we should not just give up me and Clint the chance to just say the opposite.
So for the final point of the game, we will take this to a private answer, and these guys will send me their answer on Voxer. So the final headline is Tony Romo, NFL Nostradamus.
Jake, you can feel free to put yours in group chat.
Tony Romo, NFL, Nostradamus.
And since mine doesn't matter if it's in the group chat or not, I did put mine in the group chat.
Me and you were tied the same, man.
Yeah, you're tied, dude.
Yeah. I know, it doesn't matter.
It gives Jake the clinch.
There's a chance to give a three-way tie here. I have 2 out of 3 answers.
All right, well, I was searching for the Elaine gif going, fake, 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 fake. But I can't find it. So.
All right, well, you all said fake, and it is fake. So
damn it. Job.
Nice.
Here, Jake.
Jake, this game, he wins the episode. He took down fake news and top 20, and John won ADP bullshit. Well, let's go ahead and wrap up here. We do want to go ahead and thank Jake Anderson, our current champion of the week and the greatest Dynasty fantasy football player, at least for one more episode. And again, Jake, we're glad to have you at DLF, so congrats there, man. Any parting words for you?
No, I'm just appreciative to come on with you guys. I know I've stated on Twitter, this is absolutely one of my favorite podcasts to listen to every single week. And I love podcasts that have some entertainment value attached to them. And I don't think there's enough of those out there. So I'd certainly look forward to listening to this every week, and appreciate you guys having me on.
Maybe someday we'll be every week, but
not a chance.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, every podcast that you put
every episode that comes out. Yeah, we're really trying hard to get at least 2 a month, but sometimes life happens. So, and then, well, of course, thank you so much, Clint at Fantasy Pastor, for coming on the show tonight. Got any parting words for us or our audience?
I mean, just to echo the same thing, this is one of my favorite shows to listen to. Always enjoy the games, and they are much more fun to listen to than to play.
Yeah, I get a lot of messages of like, man, I can't believe those guys didn't get that. I'm like, well, come on the show and let me know, because it's a lot harder when
it's when, a different you're under a little pressure. Sure.
Yeah, there have been a couple episodes where I'm screaming names, you know, as I'm listening to the podcast, and then now I'm here and I'm going, I know people were screaming names when I was doing this stupid thing too.
Dude, I said, what was it? Taylor Jones? I said, Gabriel Taylor Jones, or what was that, John? I don't remember what it was. Whatever it was horrible. And
I'm so glad we did not play that game.
Tyrod Taylor Gabriel, and I think you went Tyrod Taylor Jones.
Yeah, that's right. I actually was gonna come up with some of those like John does, but I only got 3 before I had to go to bed, so I had to scratch it for this month. But
I feel like Jake and I would have just sat there and like. I got nothing.
You think it took a long time to answer those questions we did tonight? That would have been a whole different story there.
There's a podcast I listen to called Doug Loves Movies, and it's like a movie game podcast, and they play a game called Build the Title, where basically you have to take the end of the name of a movie and then start a name of a new movie, or vice versa. So like, if the movie is Man on Fire, then the next person could say Firestarter, and you just build this big title. So it kind of reminds me of that game. But anyway, John, you got a point tonight, buddy. So good job. still 0 for what are you? 0 for 3 now in terms of the complete episode. But you won a game that you didn't win.
I tell the kids I coach that are like in under 10 soccer, I don't keep score. You know, it's here to have some fun.
It's all about the fun. That's right. Play for the fun of the game. We want to thank you guys so much for listening. Hope this was another fun episode, another fun listen, and we'll be back at some point in the future, hopefully in a couple of weeks. And we have a couple of guys already lined up for that show, so we're excited to have them on, but I will save that until we get to that episode. So have a great couple of weeks, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
I should have known this because I was thinking about trading Amari Cooper and Duke Johnson. I don't remember now, but I was involved in like looking at trading, and I looked and saw how high Duke was.
Hell of a payoff there, Clint.
Yeah,
I would not do that trade.
I'm just so frustrated. I can't even think right now. I hate these games, but I love them too.